This is Adil's Nubus's Bill McNeil saying, get with the crizzappy taste of Rocket Fuel malt liquor. Rocket Fuel's got the upstate prison flavor that keeps you ugly all night long. So when you want to get sick, remember, nothing makes your feet stank like Rocket Fuel malt liquor. Damn, it's crizzappy.
Cast this, babe.
Hello and welcome to the May edition of The Record You Should Own for the Blog This Pal podcast. And now, without further ado, I'd like to introduce you to probably one of the greatest punk bands that you never heard of. Ladies and gentlemen, our record you should own this month is Something That I Said, the best of The Ruts. A lot of people know about the English punk movement of 77, but there's actually a slight resurgence in 1979. Bands like The Undertones, Stiff Little Fingers, bands who were influenced by the Sex Pistols and The Clash, started releasing records, and The Ruts was one of them. Unfortunately, their lead singer, Malcolm Owen, died of a drug overdose at the age of 26, and so we don't have a lot of recorded material from them. And Something That I Said is basically a greatest hits compilation. Since their only recorded output consists of one album, one Odds and Sods compilation, and a couple of near bootleg documents, this is probably the best Ruts you can get for the money. It's not for wimps. When you listen to this music, it will make you want to grab your kid brother, steal all his little Green Day and Rancid and all those other teeny bop punk band CDs, sell them to get the money to buy this, and make them listen to it for 24 hours straight. The way I got into The Ruts was through a compilation called Burning Airlines, and it features one of the great anti-suicide anthems ever written, a song called, ironically, In a Rut. Give a listen. It might be tempting to dismiss The Ruts as kind of a poor man's Clash, but people miss the point when they do that. Reggae infused a lot of 70s punk rock, the same way American rhythm and blues influenced a lot of 60s rock, and the way hip-hop influenced a lot of 80s rock. So to consider The Ruts kind of a heavier Clash is, again, kind of a misnomer. Think of them as kind of like the Red Hot Chili Peppers with talent. In fact, after you listen to this album, you want to go out and hunt down each member of the band, including that annoying Flea guy, and just punch him in the face. This is the kind of music that really, it's loud and it's aggressive, but there's also something very life-affirming, especially when you've got a lead singer who's writing these great lyrics about getting yourself up and seeing that the world is crumbling around you, but also affirming that basic tenet of humanity. And it's ironic that he was writing songs about, you know, don't let heroin mess you up, and he was on heroin, and he ended up dying early. It's one of those ironies that doesn't take anything from the music. And there's lots of great songs on here. Dope for Guns, Something That I Said, Babylon's Burning. But really, if you have to pick one masterpiece, it would have to be Staring at the Rude Boys, about a group of black, ska-loving kids who have an altercation with some skinheads. And at a time when, in England, there is the rise of the fascist movement and a lot of really racially motivated conflicts, this is one of those songs that really gives it a good beat and you can dance to it. Kind of like American Bandstand. Though why this never took off in America, I have no idea. The There was a Ruts reunion with Henry Rollins a couple of years ago, but sadly Paul Fox, who played bass for the band, died of cancer last year. But something that I said is probably one of the most potent mixtures of two radically different musical forms that you can get. And this is an album that I cannot promote more enthusiastically. Get it for your mom for Mother's Day. Get it for yourself. Get like 10 copies and give it to all your friends. And this is an album that you're probably going to hunt down. I looked at the Amazon.com site and they said, as of the recording of this podcast, they only had 5 copies left. And this is why I always encourage people to support their local indie record shop, because you will have to seek this out. This is not something that will be easily available on iTunes. But trust me, once you hear this album, you will immediately fall in love with it. And now a few notes on the podcast. Hopefully within the next few months, you'll be hearing this on a different host. In next month, I'll do a trailer, just like I did back in January, that will outline the records that I'll be doing for the next 6 months. And if you have any recommendations, feel free to drop me an email, visit the blog at blogthispal.blogspot.com. Whether I do them as a podcast or listen to them on my own will be my decision. I do want to recommend, and I won't be podcasting these, but get REM's Accelerate and Bob Mould's District Line. They're two really great albums by some of my favorite artists. So I'm going to wholeheartedly recommend those. And until next month, remember to always support your local indie record store. And again, the name of this month's album is Something That I Said by The Ruts. Take care.
You're not meeting with me, sunshine.